intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour at Republic Broadcasting on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of November. The proper tip of the day, I encourage all of you, whoever's in charge of stocking up supplies for your team, to stock up on feminine hygiene products and birth control products. There are reusable feminine napkins, by the way. That's the way it was done in the old days. Long term, that might be a smart thing to look into. It really could be. Okay, I'm pretty sure that Leon won't be calling in today. I think he's off doing some adventure training that I'll be jealous of. Leon does a lot of excellent training, and he'll be going with us on our cruise. The cruise will be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun. The Caribbean cruise coming up here in February, the Alaskan cruise next summer. This will be my first time out on a cruise ever, and looking forward to it. So, training. Where do you get the training? That's a good question. Where do you get the training? The Nationwide Sporting Goods Outfit, REI. As far as I know, they have training offered at most of their stores. Very inexpensive. Learning the skills you need to be competent in the outdoors. Climbing, rappelling, use of a map and compass. Various field craft classes for backpacking and cooking and preparing shelters and all those related matters. So that would be a place. Youngsters, of course, could get involved in various activities. I no longer advocate the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts anymore. The Boy Scouts no longer call themselves the Boy Scouts anymore. They're called Scouts because they now have young women in the Boy Scouts, so they're now called the Scouts. There are alternatives to the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts. And those certainly need to be looked into. Finding maybe somebody on your team that has skills that they could teach. Camp skills, fieldcraft skills, orienteering, and so forth. The military is finding it so difficult to teach map reading that they've degraded the testing. I've taught a lot of these classes myself, and it's a statement of fact that 98% of women don't get it, and 98% of men do get it. Those 2% each direction are the exceptions, and that's just a statement of fact from my personal observation of teaching these classes. Doesn't mean, ladies, that you can't get it. It does mean it's going to be more difficult for you, and it's going to take more time and a greater expenditure of effort for you to understand and comprehend how to use a lensatic compass and a topographical map. So don't get discouraged. Just be prepared to spend more time, and God bless you, ladies. I know it's you can't help it. It's how your brains work, and but you can do it if you spend enough time and put enough effort into it. First aid training, once again, REI offers classes in that. The Red Cross offers classes, your local junior college, hospitals, fire departments. There's lots of places that offer first aid and CPR training. Not optional. My daughter was, I think, 13 years old. She wanted to have do some babysitting to get a little bit of income to buy the things a 13-year-old girl needs. And I said, well, I said, honey, what we're going to do, you and I, we're going to take a first aid class, Red Cross first aid class. You will have a Red Cross first aid training certificate. When somebody is talking to you about taking care of their child, you bring that certificate with you when you're being interviewed. And odds are none of the other young ladies that want to do babysitting are going to have a Red Cross first aid training certificate. Well, we did that. She had great fun bandaging up her dad, and I had great fun bandaging her up, and we had a written test, and she did better on the written test than some of the adults in the class, which didn't surprise me. So she got a certificate. And she had a lot of babysitting jobs because she had training in Red Cross first aid training. And it's just so foundational. Now, CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, they change the protocols periodically. I don't know how frequently, but they changed again, I think, about 2 years ago, if I'm not wrong. They're always looking for ways to improve it, make it better. If you haven't had CPR in 2 years, well, you don't know the current way they do it, do you? You know, just sign up for a class and take it. It's going to take about half a day. Not a big deal. One of our students, our local preparedness group, he was in our CPR class, and he was at a family event. A relative of his, an aunt old enough to be his mother, was choking. This young man was maybe 24, 25 years old, maybe even younger. He might have been 22 or 23. All the adults are standing around not knowing what to do, and he said, stand aside, and I'm going to take over. And he took over and saved her life, while all the other adults in their 40s, 50s, and older didn't have a clue what to do except dial 911 while this woman's laying there choking to death. Well, before that incident, he barely knew his aunt. They were related, but he didn't really know her that well. They've since become great friends, and she's been very helpful to him with his career and helping him in his life. And so it worked out very good for both people. The aunt had her life saved, and he's had help in his life, which he needed pretty, he needed help. Let's just leave it at that. So you never know the consequences of what's going to happen when you take training. You simply don't. You may never need it, but if you do, you've got that skill set. And they can take things away from you, but they can't take your skills away from you. They can't do that. So I encourage everybody all the time to get their ham radio license, to get first aid training, and to get CPR training. This is a time of year, we mentioned this last week, I think, with Dr. Wilbert, and we will not have live shows, by the way, Thursday or Friday here at Republic Broadcasting. We'll play Farmers Monday on Thursday, and we'll play tomorrow's show on Friday with Professor McCanny and Jeff Nyquist. So, you never know. You never know when you're going to need these skills. You simply don't. It's going to come up, and when it's there, it's there. You either have the skills or you don't. I was very active in the local senior center. We served three meals a week for years. The ladies finally got tired. It was just too much for them, and we shut it down. But I was there 3 days a week for years, and I was on the board of directors. I got to know these folks pretty well, my neighbors. Some of them I'm related to by blood or marriage. And I noticed over the years that quite a few of these men and women were had lost part or all of a digit, of a finger. Men and women both, through farming accidents. This farming equipment and farming and ranching can be very dangerous. It can just flat kill you. You're dealing with very powerful pieces of equipment, very heavy pieces of equipment that's unforgiving. You get a finger in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it's gone. It's just flat gone. Chainsaw accidents are horrendous. It doesn't just cut your skin, it chops it up. And I've had some minor incidents with chainsaws, very, very extremely minor, just glancing blows, But a major chainsaw accident can just flat kill you also. If your loved one has an accident and you don't know how to stop the bleeding, you don't know how to treat for shock, by the time the ambulance gets here in half an hour, they may be dead. You cut an artery, you'll be dead in 8 minutes. You bleed out that fast. 8 minutes, you're gone with an artery, a cut artery. That blood just squirts out, bright red oxygenated blood. Every time your heart beats, it pumps out. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Out here in my area, if you drive these roads very much, you will end up being a first responder to an automobile accident. That's inevitable. It happens to me about 3 to 4 times a year. Sometimes it's a minor matter, like a driver of an 18-wheel semi-tractor trailer is desperately trying to turn around at an intersection because that's the only spot that he can find without driving another 20 miles, which that happens also. And turning around one of these big rigs, at a country highway intersection is a challenge and it's dangerous. So I'll help them out. My Lincoln Town Car, the current one, has strobe lights on all four corners. I hit the strobe lights to help to control traffic and help back these guys up and get them going. Usually they can barely speak English. They're either Russian or from Mexico. I haven't seen any Chinese yet. Look, we had a caller and holder. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Chainsaw, a tree guy cut down a tree and they killed him, and they took him a few days to find him because he was missing. No one knew exactly where he was. So you need to let people know where you go cut wood if you're cutting alone.
I always do that. I'll let somebody know that if they're on site where I'll be. If I'm not on site, I'll let them know that I'll call them when I'm back. Being out in the woods with a chainsaw is very dangerous, to say the least, and I've been doing that for decades. It's a shame.
I have chaps, steel-toe boots, helmet.
Well,
and all that.
I know
that helps.
Well, I wear leather work boots, and they're called Kevlar chaps. And my neighbors, they never wear Kevlar chaps. They never wear a helmet. They may or may not use leather gloves. But I always wear the Kevlar chaps. And if you see the rips on the Kevlar chaps, you got rips on yours where the chainsaw gently touched it?
Yeah. I got a new set this year.
Yeah.
So, have you ever seen a chainsaw get away?
Go ahead, Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I use carbide blades, you know, so they're razor sharp. And you could cut your leg off before the chainsaw stops. You could just let off the trigger and it hit your leg. I mean, I've seen one guy rip his leg, and it was almost deadly. It just barely touched him.
These chainsaws cause horrific injuries. It's until you've actually seen one, it's hard to describe, isn't it, Scott?
Yes, it just takes chunks. Yep. It's just a swath is missing.
Mm-hmm. And a quarter-inch wide swath, 3/8 of an inch, just gone. Yep.
Yeah, instantly. So, you know, I've noticed that reloading supplies or some certain powders and such are getting scarce. So, you know,
I'm not a reloader myself, so I'm not aware of that.
The ammunition ban in California, so apparently everybody in California is reloading and they're buying up supplies.
Well, it's a massive market.
And there
market.
Are some...
Yeah, California is a massive market for anything related to firearms, and I could see how that could drive the market in a different direction, absolutely.
And I also noticed there's some great ammo deals for Black Friday on the usual website. So if you want to stock, they had a 223 for 21 cents a round.
Yeah, there's so much 223 being made that the prices are really down, and they will stay down. The demand is driving the market to really produce a lot more.
Yeah, so it's a great time to stock up because...
It is.
You're never going to have too much.
Nope, you can't have too much.
Well, that's about it. And that CPR, I keep up on mine. And my wife does it because she's a kindergarten teacher. And we kind of live 20 miles from town. So we're kind of on our own. If something happens.
That's right.
It'd take half hour or more for anybody to show up.
That's right. That's the way it is out here. Yep.
Yeah, and take up the 2 hours for the police to show up, depending on what part of the county they're in.
Well, so,
you know, Apache County's huge.
Apache County is probably bigger than some of the states back east, I would say. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, easily.
Yep.
It goes from... Yeah. Utah to halfway down Arizona and 7,500 miles wide. Hundreds of thousands or 10,000 square miles or more. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Scott. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Thank you, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. Kevlar chaps. They may look expensive, but what's that compared to losing your leg or losing your life? I got a pair from the Sportsman's Guide Military Surplus. I've been using them for years. They have multiple patches where the chainsaw gently touched it. And you let off the trigger, it's in the process of slowing down the chain, and it gently touches the Kevlar and makes a little rip in it, and it's a reminder, man, I'm glad I got these things on. So I always wear the Kevlar chaps when I got the chainsaw out. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of November here at Republic Broadcasting, Republic Broadcasting Network. We are going on a cruise. It'll be fun. If you choose it to be, it will be romantic. It will be educational, informative, fascinating, interesting. Myself, Leon Green, and all the folks who go with us are going to have a great time on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Leaving Port Canaveral on the 9th day of February, returning a week later on the 16th. It'll be a lot of fun. Everybody that goes will get a copy of the book, The Power of Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, and will get a lifetime commander membership at Frontsight. That's a $25,000 value. Now, that's a real value. Maybe you don't need it for yourself, but maybe the pastor of your church might want to give that membership, use that membership to get one of his security people trained at Frontsight. That would help, be very helpful. If you do want to go, you might want to talk to our cruise director. If you don't have internet service, Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, would be glad to mail you a full-color brochure. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, her telephone is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. We have open lines this hour, talking about different things, preparedness-related things. I deal with people at both ends of the economic spectrum, men and women who could write a check for seven digits, literally write a check for seven digits. And men and women who are struggling to save up enough money to buy an energy cleaner or a water filter. It may take them 2 or 3 months to save up money for that energy cleaner. By the way, we do have a Black Friday sale going on right now. 10% off mattress pad is $25 off energy cleaners. So I help people at both ends of the spectrum. Don't anguish over what you can't do. You take joy in what you can. That's a good attitude. Take joy in what you can do. Don't anguish over what you can't do. And I've been there myself. I recall when my daughter was being born, I took an interest in preparedness, and I that first case of 6 number 10 cans of Mountain House freeze-dried food, I don't remember what I paid for. It was probably $50 or so, maybe 35 or 40, I don't know. That's been quite a while ago, or 40 years ago. And I took joy in the fact that I could have a case of Mountain House freeze-dried food. I did. I didn't anguish over the fact that I couldn't buy 8 or 10 or 20 cases. No, I took joy in what I could do. And that's a good attitude for life in general, in my opinion. It's always been my attitude. And I think that people would be well advised to at least consider having that incorporated in their own attitude. I really do believe that. So let's say you're struggling to make ends meet. What can you do when it comes to food storage? Well, you start, every time you go to the supermarket, just buy an extra bag of beans and an extra bag of rice. Now, the bags they come in aren't all that good. I would vacuum pack them. And one of our listeners came up with a great suggestion. Called me last week. We talked about vacuum packing. I don't get the pre-cut bags. I get the rolls where you have to cut off what you want and then make your own bag. Regardless, if you get the pre-cut or the factory-made pre-cut bags or the rolls, he said the following: just seal it twice on each end. Typically, you seal it once on each end, and I get about a 5 to 10% failure rate on those seals. But if you seal each end twice, that's going to cut down the failure rate to probably 2 or 3%. And once again, I would still, if it's something really important, a really important book, like the King James Version of the Bible, for example, or whatever it might be, family photographs, family documents, I would go ahead and double bag it anyway and double seal each of the two bags. So there you've reduced the failure rate to less than 1% when you've done that. That's pretty good. I guess you could really get carried away and triple bag it. I may have done that once or twice, but I was only doing a single seal at a time. You can vacuum pack all kinds of things. You can vacuum pack ammunition. You can vacuum pack firearms. Make sure there's a desiccant in there to soak up any residual moisture that might be in the bag when you're sealing it up. Books, as I mentioned, photographs, family documents. My wife, Dr. Moore, who died in June, she lived in St. Louis taking care of her mother for about 4 years before she got sick. And she was sick for a year and a half while I was her caregiver up there. But during those years, which included the Ferguson riots, by the way, I had her have important documents, insurance papers, and family photographs in a box ready to go at a moment's notice. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
all right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 26th of November here at Republic Broadcasting. Well, in 5 weeks, it'll be 2020. In 5 weeks, it will be 2020. In 11 months, we have an election. We'll be talking more about that in a moment. In the meantime, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I wrote an article right top middle of my website. It says, please download and read immediately my memorandum on the possible coming second American Civil War. I'm at a point in my life where I would much rather enjoy time with my daughter and my grandchildren, my British sports car, riding my motorcycle, doing my radio show, than I would dealing with civil war. I've been through one war. I don't need any more wars. And I hope most of you feel the same way. But what's being set up may not be avoidable. So I encourage you to read that article and do your own homework, come to your own conclusions. Also, my website, of course, many of you already have an energy cleaner. Hundreds of you have energy cleaners, maybe 1,000 or more, quite frankly, now that I think about it. And you got your life back. You're free of arthritis pain. You got the energy to do what you want to do. You sleep as good as a small child every night like I do. You go to the barber shop more often like I do. You cut your fingernails more often like I do. All signs of more better health taking place in your body. We got the gift-giving season coming up. You probably know somebody with arthritis pain that isn't sleeping well. What a great gift, an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. What a great gift. Absolutely. Go for it. My Black Friday sale is in effect until next Monday, the first Monday in December. And that's $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. When you place your order at my website, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. If you call my toll-free order line, the order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about. You ask about the discount, they don't have a clue what you're talking about. I don't tell them. Just go ahead and place your order, pay full price. I refund the difference. That's how this works. So hopefully you'll do that and help out that sibling of yours, adult child, parents, whoever it might be, get their life back, get their energy back, and get past the arthritis. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? This election coming up, all elections are important. This one coming up, I think, is more important than possibly any election we've ever had, with exception of 2016. Donald Trump was not the designated guy. It would have been somebody like Jeb Bush, for example. Yeah. He's got the personality of a brown paper sack, Jeb Bush. It would have been one of those guys. By the time the powers that be figured out, oh my goodness, Donald Trump is going to win this nomination, it was too late. That's when the deep state kicked in. Deep state figured out real quick, we got to deal with this guy. And we've been seeing it now for 3 years, haven't we? Attempts to have him thrown out of office because of Russian collusion, which was a fantasy. Now we've got this impeachment hearings going on at the House, which is becoming quite the circus. Started out as a circus. There's no evidence of anything took place that was wrong or illegal. None at all. And there won't be. Point being, in 11 months, people will be going to the polls to vote for the president. Who's going to be president? Many, many conservative Christians, evangelical Christians and so forth, are not even registered to vote. They aren't. They need to be registered to vote. They need to get out and vote. Whatever you can do, you probably know people who aren't registered to vote or don't vote, either one. They need to be registered to vote. They need to get out and vote. And it's your job, my listeners out there, to encourage that to happen. Get active in your county. A lot of people don't know that there's Republican committeemen and committeewomen in every township, in every county of this country. We've got more than 3,000 counties. Each of those counties is split up into parishes and townships. Each of those townships has a Republican committeeman and Republican committeewoman who are part of the Republican Central Committee for that county. Many townships don't have a representative committeeman or committeewoman. They don't, because people aren't interested. You can change that. You can become the Republican committeeman, Republican committeewoman from your township, and get active. Get active at the county level. That's where the action is. The focus of mass media, of course, is the presidential election, but the real action is at the county level. That's where we need motivated, conservative patriots that will do the right things for the right reason and help reelect Donald J. Trump. That is absolutely necessary. To take back the House of Representatives, that's necessary. Now, people will point out that much didn't happen the first 2 years of the president's administration when the Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate. And they're right. Not much happened. Donald Trump was having to put people in places that he could count on and rely on. That's why not much happened, because the deep state had been filling up those positions in the Department of Justice, the FBI, and DEA, and all these other federal agencies for decades. That's why not much happened. He took those 2 years getting rid of the deadwood and the deep state people and replacing them with patriots. So by the third year, things were starting to happen. And his second administration, look out. This man will be on a mission. He already is, but there'll be no holding him back once he's reelected. But we need to do that, don't we? We really need to do that. Now, a friend of mine, my friend Ben Murphy, he runs a Missouri PAC, and he's going to be setting up training for volunteers to work for Donald Trump. There's going to be training around the country for volunteers to work for Donald Trump at the local, at the county level. Grassroots is what it's called. There'll be people making phone calls, making appearances on behalf of the president, putting out yard signs, all the different things that go into any campaign, just talking to people. Just talking to people. That's going to be a lot of it. Getting people registered to vote is going to be a lot of it. And, of course, on Election Day, getting them to the polls or making sure that they do an absentee ballot in time to get there if they're mailing it. So they have to do it well in advance. If people are going to be out of the country or on vacation or whatever, they need to do that well in advance. Every vote counts. I don't take any vote lightly, any single vote lightly. I'm a big firm believer in every vote counts. Will there be fraud? Of course there'll be fraud. That's expected. There'll be vote fraud on the part of George Soros and the Democrats. That's normal. That's expected. We need such an overwhelming turnout that they can't defeat us with their vote fraud. That's what we need. So I hope you'll pay heed. I hope you'll do the right thing. If you're not registered to vote, well, get to the county courthouse and get yourself registered to vote. If your spouse isn't, get him or her registered. Your adult children, 18 or older, get them registered to vote. Make sure everybody in your family is registered to vote. A friend of mine locally, she ran for prosecuting attorney. She lost by 10 or 11 votes. And her brother, another friend of mine, he says, John, our family didn't vote for this person. And we had enough votes in our family to swing the election. So this woman lost her dream job because her own family didn't even take the time to vote, thinking it was something that didn't amount to anything. They were wrong. They were really wrong. So no assumptions. Every vote counts. We need such an overwhelming turnout for Donald Trump that the vote fraud will fail. So in the meantime, we're doing what we can to clean up the registrations, get the dead people off the books, people that moved away off the books as registered voters. I encourage paper ballots counted at the precinct. That's what I do. I know there's various movements around the country. There's been one in Missouri I know off and on for some period of time. Paper ballots counted at the precinct level is another safeguard. Cleaning up the voter registration is another safeguard. And we need to have those. Requiring people to have a photo ID is another safeguard. I don't particularly like it, but it's a fact of life that we need to do that. We really do. And the Democrats scream and holler that poor people will be adversely affected. How can you live, how can you function in this society without a government-issued photo ID? How is that even possible? Unless you stay at home and everybody else acts on your behalf. No, that's a false narrative there. That's a false narrative. Yeah. Almost everybody has a bank account. You need photo ID for a bank account to open the account. So that's a false narrative. You will see things the next 12 months, 11 months actually, going up to this election that will just shock and surprise you. I firmly believe, and I might change my opinion, the next thing they're going to come at Donald Trump with is his mental health. They're already interviewing and lining up mental health professionals who've never even been in the same room with this man to make comments publicly on his mental health. That's not good. That's not good at all. So I think when they're done with the silliness of this House impeachment inquiry, that will be the next step, is to challenge his health. pretty bad stuff. Pretty bad stuff. But that's my reality. I don't know what yours is. That's my reality. Let's get back to training a little bit. Now, men tend to gravitate towards the adventure training, climbing and rappelling and shooting and things of that nature. Women tend to gravitate towards the more practical things. Quite not that, you know, climbing, you know, shooting is not, it certainly can be very practical if you need it, but the more day-to-day stuff, let's say, like doing laundry. That's something almost nobody thinks about. We take these large, beautiful washers and dryers for granted. Well, most people, most of the time, they clean their clothes without an automatic washing machine. That's most of the planet. And we can do that too, on one hand, on the other. If you can get a Maytag wringer washer out functioning, running off bicycle power, for example, which I've seen videos on that, you're going to be the local hero. You will be. Now, my place, we've got, I believe, 3 wringer washers, and possibly getting a 4th. And they run on electricity. We don't have any gas-powered ones or bicycle pedal-powered ones. I think they'll be available soon, but not yet. Not yet. Let's do a segue here. I want to talk a little bit more about chainsaws. This is something that I just thought of. When I go into the field to use a chainsaw, I always have a clean chain, a sharp chain, I should say, on the blade, on the chainsaw itself. And then I bring at least 2 extra really sharp chains with me, at least 2. And I'll notice when the chips coming off are not the big chunks of chips, but it's more like a powder that I know it's time to change the blade. And I just sit down, I have my little toolbox out there, I just sit down and change out the blade to a nice sharp blade. It makes the whole job go better to have a nice sharp chainsaw blade. Something that will help all you people that have chainsaws and leaf blowers, anything that takes 2-cycle gas, is Amsoil Saber. It's a 100-to-1 mix. You use it in any and all 2-cycle engines. So instead of having 2 or 3, maybe even 4 little red cans with the mixture written on there, you can have 1 can with Amsoil written on it, and it would be good for all your applications. It's pretty neat, isn't it? I think so. Talk about physical fitness a little bit. It's not well understood by many people. You're going to have to do some exercise. Your body needs to be moved. The human body needs to be moved to be healthy. You need clean and pure water. You need to be outdoors and soaking up vitamin D from the sun. Milk is not a very good source of vitamin D. There is vitamin D in it, but it's not a very good source. So drinking lots of clean, pure water every day is going to be very helpful for you. The more organic food you can eat, the better. It's difficult to eat an entirely organic diet unless you're growing it yourself, and that's a whole different thing. But when you can afford it, when you can get it, go ahead and get it. Just go ahead and get it. Walking is great exercise. There's an insert that I've been using now for about 6 or 8 years, made by Foot Leveler. I was a demonstrator in front of a dozen, maybe 15, 16 chiropractors when I was tested with and without foot levelers. And all the doctors, including my wife, Dr. Moore, noticed an immediate improvement in my posture when I had the foot levelers, orthopedic insert in my shoes, in my cowboy boots. You need to go to the foot levelers website, and they will help you find a foot levelers dealer near you. You can't do this mail order. You have to physically go into a store. They have a very thick plate glass piece of equipment for you to stand on, and the computer scans your feet. And that's how they make the orthopedics inserts for your shoes and boots. They're custom made just for you to have high points where you need it, bumps where you need it, and no bumps where you don't need it. So I'm a big believer in foot leveler technology. They're leather, by the way. They really last a really long time. The pair I've got now, I think I've worn every day for almost 2 years. Might be time to change them out. We have our last break. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the last Tuesday of November 2019 here at Republic Broadcasting. It's been a quest. I began radio in 1995, one day a week. I did a show, a couple of hours. Been full-time now here at Republic Broadcasting for a number of years. I started at Republic Broadcasting, oh my, when was it, 12 years ago, 14? I've lost track. I'd have to go back and look at some records. It's been quite a while. I'm pretty sure I've been with Republic longer than anybody except Mr. Stapmiller, the owner of the network. It's been a lot of fun and continues to be and will be a lot of fun working with the men and women at Republic Broadcasting and talking to all of you every day out here from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, Central Time. I've made some good friends and will continue to make good friends and done a lot of things I would never have done otherwise. Since I've been affiliated with Republic Broadcasting, I'm very grateful for that and very blessed. A lot of people refer to what I do as a mission, which I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it is. Why not? We have a lot of different platforms to listen to me, and let's look at some of those here. We've got how to listen live. We've got lots of different ways here. You can listen by the telephone, through TuneIn, through TalkStream Live, Internet Radio, Shoutcast, right there at Republic Broadcasting, at mobile friendly. Of course, the internet. We have archives on YouTube, and we may be doing some more things. I'll be talking to the folks I work with about that. I don't want to announce anything prematurely before we're actually doing it. So, and I expect to be doing this for quite a while. No end in sight. I'm continually looking for ways to improve the audio quality here. Video is something I'm doing more of. I do a video show every week with Doug Hagman, and I'm getting more comfortable with that. I've set up my studio to where it looks somewhat presentable for video. Got a Gadsden flag up on the wall here behind me, backlit from a window. It's kind of nice. And I appreciate all of you that listen. I do. And want to encourage all of you to encourage others to listen. That will help me, and it'll help Republic Broadcasting. We need the biggest audience we can get. We do. So all of you are part of that all over the world. And this is a worldwide show. When I say all over the world, it's not a flippant comment. It's a true comment. The Republic Broadcasting audience is literally all over the planet. Even places you might not even think of, like North Korea, for example. There are services that will let us know where people are listening, which includes North Korea. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, drinks, plenty of essential oils. Now, while you can, your farm's ammunition. Never, ever get the guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.